Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, great question from Dave Wood. And I want to add my 5 cents worth at the end of it too. But Dave said he qualified for Comrades with a 3:30 marathon, which gets him that C seeding. He says generally he runs in the 3:20 to 3:40 range. He had originally been looking to go for a sub 9.5 hour finish at Comrades, although he's been battling with various illnesses and subsequent lack of training. He's now just looking for a finish, so he's probably go off a lot slower than the rest of the guys who will be starting in that C seeding batch. He said, am I not going to deliberately get in the way if he starts towards the front, but is it a possibility that he could, if he does start in the front, because he's going to be going a lot slower? Equally, he doesn't want to start at the back of the group if he's going to lose vital minutes that he'll need later. So his question is this: how much time is he going to lose by starting at the back of Group C to be out of the way rather than towards the front? And the wider question for everyone else's benefit is, how much time out of the 12 hours do you lose by starting in each of the seeding batches?
Yeah, so look, the start of Comrades and the upstart of Comrades is a lot more aggressive than the down Comrades. And the reason I use that term is because it's much wider, so the flow starts much quicker. So this guy, if he's going to go and start on the front of C-batch knowing that he's going to start out quite slower, he's either going to hurt himself or runners behind him, or he's going to be caught up in the wave. He's going to run much faster and have a terrible Comrade. So he needs to go and stand at the back. And I mean, to give you an indication, if you are standing at the front of C batch, you will probably lose somewhere in the region of 11 seconds. And if you're starting at the back of C batch, you'll probably lose in the region of 25 seconds. So it's just doesn't make any sense for him to put himself in and the runners around him in a dangerous situation, knowing that he's going to start off super slow. Look, everyone up to like CC and up to about D batch will get across the line very quickly in the Comrades up run. So I'd imagine D batch, you're probably looking at a minute to absolute maximum of a minute and a half. It then does start to slow down and filter from E, F, G, and H. So you're probably looking at a minute and a half that you're going to lose per batch. To the up run is somewhere between 6 and 8 minutes, and you're across the line even if you're in H batch. And as a total outlook of your day, that's actually nothing. People lose way more time stopping at massage tables. They lose way more time stopping talking to friends and family. They lose way more time stopping at refreshment stations, and they lose a lot more time just stopping and sitting on the side of the road. So the time that you lose at the beginning, that I'm afraid is the least of the reasons why you wouldn't finish Comrades. So yeah, go and stand at the back of C. Remember, you can also go further back. So even though you've earned a C, you would be well within your rights to go and stand in D. And D sounds to me like a better place for you to start anyway.
Excellent stuff. Lindsay, I just want to add my 2 cents worth there if I could as well. Dave, I'm nowhere close to the sort of ability of your running. I mean, I think my marathon PB a few years ago was just under 4:20, and I have qualified for Comrades just dipping under 5 the last few years. But through the charity initiative and raising funds, if you raise enough money, you get to start in C. So for the last few years, I've started in C, but I'm nowhere close to the ability of the sort of C runners. And it's just a mental thing. Like Lindsay says, you don't lose too much time going over the start, but starting out too fast, you'll end up paying back that time later on. So you'll lose a lot more. So the biggest risk, I think, is just getting caught up and trying to go out too fast. But as far as the rest of it goes, I've started comfortably in Group C the last few years, and I've had a great run. Yes, you do get the odd bump with people sort of faster than you trying to get by. But like Lindsay said, on the up run, the roads are a lot wider and it clears out a lot quicker. So yeah, that's my 5 cents worth. We'll see you on the start line. Looking forward to seeing you there. And yeah, I can't wait to catch up. For myself, Lindsay Perry, and until next time, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.